You're listening to Well Said, where customer success leaders share their best advice on a single topic in around 5 minutes. Today on Well Said, we're joined by Asaf Zamir, the VP of Customer Success at Simplify. He was recognized as one of the top 100 customer success strategists in 2020, founded the Israel CS community 4 years ago, and is a guest lecturer for several academic institutions. Previously, Asaf led and established the CS for Mobility and Cynet.
What is the psychology of customer experience, and why is it a building block for customer success?
Yeah, so I was always fascinated by psychology. Actually, I think that throughout my high school years, I thought I'm going to be a psychologist, but it faded away in some point. But once I started to practice CS a few years ago, I quickly realized we are, in a way, the customer psychologist, or expected to be. My best assumption is that in life, everything is personal and driven by emotions, especially in business. So to better understand why I think that the psychology of customer success or customer experience, or what it is and why it's a building block for customer success, let's start with understanding what is psychology in a sentence. So psychology is focused on four main goals: describe, explain, predict, and change the behavior of others. Besides the fourth one, because we don't really want to change anyone, CS is all about describing. We want to describe, we want to explain, and we want to predict. It's also about identifying needs and driving confidence and trust through transparency. So to do that, we need to make sure we identify the right emotion or sentiment, and also understand what drives or triggers a positive emotional experience and use it proactively in our day-to-day interactions. This is the psychology of CS. Now, why it's a building block for CS? I think the answer is very simple, because I see it as a key element of moving from reactive to proactive CS mode. One more thing I would like to add is the differentiate between the customer experience and emotional experience. Customer experience, by definition, is the result of every interaction a customer has with your business. The emotional experience is how these interactions are translated into thoughts, feeling, and behavioral responses. So this is how I, in general, see the psychology of customer experience.
Okay, I have tons of follow-up here on that. So the first follow-up question is, how does one use the psychology of customer experience to predict when someone will have a negative experience? And maybe most importantly, when they have had a negative experience, how do you use these techniques to change them into more of a positive emotional place?
Yeah, and it's a good question. I think that, first of all, when we are looking on coaching CSMs, trying to better understand or to find out how to figure out this emotional experience and how to translate it into a positive emotional experience, I think there are two main parts. The first one is increasing awareness. What does it mean? It means be aware of the other side and understand why emotions are so important. And I try to map four main reasons for why emotions are so important for us as CSMs throughout the customer journey. First of all, emotions directly influence decision and behavior. So when we understand or we are able to define or identify an emotion, I think we have a better chance to understand, first of all, to understand the customer decision and behavior, and also trying to impact it in a way. The second thing is that emotional experience tend to be more memorable. I read a few researches around it, and I think it's fascinating. The fact that as the emotional experience is more dramatical, is more impactful, it stay for longer as a memory. So while we are focusing on providing this positive emotional experience, we are also making sure that someone will remember us for a longer time. The third one is that people are not always aware of their emotion. Why it's so important? Because sometimes I'm engaging with a customer and I need to read the signs. I need to read the between the lines. The other side is frustrated or think something, but he's not saying it. Sometimes because he is not aware of what's frustrating him. But there are signs that I can identify, lack of engagement or lack of patience, any other sign that can help me understand that something is not usual and I need to give more weight on this interaction, on this engagement, to do something proactively to change the status quo. And the fourth one is to understand, identify, and measure emotions. All of it are key for accurate risk assessment. And I probably will speak about it for a while, because the entire agenda of moving to from reactive to proactive is, in a way, the importance of doing more accurate risk assessment. How do I look on my customers as a persona, as individuals? How do I really assess what is the real situation? And without identifying and measuring emotions, I think it's almost impossible.
And that was well said. Every week on this podcast, you'll hear fresh ideas from some of the top leaders in customer success. So wherever you're listening right now, just go click the subscribe button and make sure you don't miss the next episode.